Okay. Le agradezco mucho.
I very much thank you for your presentation. You have given us clearly important and valuable ideas that will help us continue as we forge ahead in this process. As you have said, it is complex and uniquely so. We are very much aware of that. I have taken note of the comments that you made on numerous articles. I find them to be very important, and we will surely reflect upon them. We will make or take down notes in order to improve the text accordingly. This is a text that will evolve. This evolution comes with the participation of the states. If there is no significant participation from the states, we cannot continue to build this legally binding instrument. You noted something that concerns us as a mission and personally as chair, rapporteur, that is to say the possibility of having the greatest possibility for contacts and consultations. We are a small country with a limited mission. We address or work with more than 40 organizations in Geneva. This is a priority of ours in the mission, and we give as much energy and time in our mission as we can to this. We do all that we can to attain the highest level of momentum behind this process. I am very appreciative that you have recognized that we have made such an effort to keep this ball afloat, despite our difficulties. I've mentioned some difficulties, you have as well. There's the importance of participation of the states, and that's basic. Perhaps the consultations that we have held with the most emphasis over the last year are bilateral consultations. We have been inviting states and trying to convince them as regards the need to resolve these matters still pending in the international community. That is to say that we need a true LBI that protects the victims of the company's actions as regards their human rights. The center of attention for us, the focal point in this, is the human being. Human being centered and human rights centered. There is not any other consideration at the center of our efforts. And of course, there are other difficulties as well. One is that we only have 1 week per year to get together. Personally, seeing the text on the screen, that is to say, we can in person see the text on the screen, and that's just not enough. It's practically impossible to make the progress that we need to make with just 1 week. And this week, it's only 4 days because we had an intense day of discussion and exchange today with general considerations. And these are useful as we try to hone in on the matters of the greatest importance of the international community, of course. But our negotiations will be limited considerably to 4 days in a practical sense. So we have just 1 week per year, and that makes things extremely difficult. It's not as much time as we need to move ahead as we would like to do. Thank you very much for your presentation. I would like at this time, if I might, to invite Dr. Deva Surya. He is a professor at the law school in Macquarie and the director of the Center for Environmental Law. He was a member of the working group of the United Nations on corporations and human rights from 2016 up until very recently. Mr. Deva has also provided support to UN bodies, national human rights institutes, the UN, transnational corporations, unions, and civil society organizations on matters tied to corporations and human rights. He also is a researcher in comparative constitutional law, particularly China and India, sustainable development, climate change, international human rights law, and gender equality. He has published widely in these areas, and he has written in numerous legal publications and other publications on corporations and human rights. I am particularly happy to see you with us today. He has been very engaged in our process for many years. We have gone to him on numerous occasions for his counsel and guidance on this so very difficult road. Thank you very much again for being with us, and thank you also for giving us the opportunity to enrich our work with your thoughts. Thank you very much.